This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. It features prominently in the earliest European account of the American Southwest, and is a fascinating chapter in Texas history. And yet, much about La Junta, the Native American society that flourished at the confluence of the Rio Grande and Rio Conchos at present-day Presidio Ojinaga, remains mysterious. Archaeologists haven't given it the same attention as other farming and village societies. Texas Parks and Wildlife archaeologist Micah Smith is working to change that. He's analyzing La Junta artifacts to help clarify fundamental aspects of this important Big Bend culture. From Marfa Public Radio and the Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
They did an amazing job in the 30s and 40s of getting pretty accurate dating out of the material that they had. But now we have these methods of getting tighter ranges with radiocarbon.
Smith is seeking to understand La Junta's story not through new excavation, but by testing existing theories with existing collections. La Junta is truly a storied place. In his chronicle, the Spanish castaway Cabeza de Vaca described wandering lost and naked into these riverside villages in 1535. These were the first settled communities he'd seen in what is now Texas. The La Juntans fed him beans and squash from their gardens. But the earliest archaeology occurred in the 1930s and 40s, led by pioneering Big Bend researcher J. Charles Kelly. Kelly determined La Junta's history had three phases. The first, the La Junta phase, spanned 1200 to 1450 CE. From this period, Kelly found ceramics made by the Jornada Mogollon culture near present-day El Paso. Kelly concluded that La Junta began as a colony of Jornada migrants. La Juntans were clearly connected with the Jornada, but Smith says there's strong evidence La Junta was established by deeply rooted Big Bend people who embraced farming to feed a growing population. One sign is burial practices. La Junta burials are identical to those of older Big Bend hunter-gatherers.
The way they're treating their dead shows continuity of place in La Junta rather than someone coming down and saying, we're doing this thing now.
Around 1450, amidst acute drought, the Jornada and other southwestern societies collapsed. A new period, the Concepcion phase, arrived at La Junta as villagers began creating their own ceramics. In 1684, the Spanish built a mission at La Junta, and the Conchos phase began. La Juntans maintained their traditional village life, but incorporated Spanish ceramics and livestock. The La Juntans had long endured Spanish slave raids, periodically rising up in revolt. By 1760, the Spanish built a presidio, a permanent military presence. After half a millennium, the indigenous villages were abandoned.
Within a year of that presidio being built, the villagers, they said, we're done, we're out. And so there was already displeasure, you might say. The presidio was kind of the last straw.
To test and refine this narrative, Smith has analyzed materials gathered at Big Bend Ranch State Park. He's done radiocarbon dating on artifacts just discovered near the Rio Grande by park archaeologist Tim Gibbs, and he's dated material gathered three decades ago at Cuevas Amarillas, well away from the river. Smith has found that though they lacked radiocarbon dating and other contemporary techniques, Kelly and his colleagues largely got it right. Yet there are still big gaps in the La Junta story. Most La Junta sites are south of the Rio Grande in Mexico. Most have never been studied. And there's an overarching question. How did La Junta endure for centuries after the region's other farming cultures collapsed? There's still much to learn about this rich chapter in Borderlands history. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Today marks the 600th episode of Nature Notes and almost 20 years that I've been voicing the show. Thanks for listening.